they often do get into a little bit of hot water with the way that they change their privacy settings without telling anybody. Google are definitely going to be focusing on this privacy element, and I think there's definitely a chance that people might buy into the Google Plus simply because it links to Gmail and all of the features that a lot of people already have. So it's not as if that you're starting a brand new social network. It plugs into all of the existing features that you use with Google anyway. So it's
it's still a bit. I do sometimes feel fatigued by it. And the speed with which it's moving on, the demands and expectations upon our social media savviness.
It is kind of like that. But I think that people will, the way this is going to be launched, I mean, everybody who has a mobile phone that uses the Android operating system, which is most of the manufacturers, most of the smartphones such as Samsung or LG or Sony Ericsson, they use the Google mobile Android platform, means that basically it's going to be very easy for you to take photos on your mobile and instantly upload them to Google Plus.
Do you know what though, Matt? I hear this and it's all very well and good, but it just reminds me of my granddad once when they updated their video cassette recorder.
Yeah.
And it was the third one they had. And as he was looking through the instructions, he said, "This is the last one I'm going to bother to learn, and then that's it."
Yeah.
There comes a point in everyone's life where they go, "Tell you what, I've learned as much as I want to learn, no further." You talk about Androids, liveware, and all this new terminology. And I think it's sexy for people coming through, but it just seems to be that we're being bombarded by it. It's like a meteor storm of knowledge.
I think we're in a time where it's kind of crazy, but I think it will settle down. I mean, there's two directions for you to take, really. It's about where you store your content and the tools that you use. If you had an Android mobile phone and you're using Apple for something else, I think that would, going forward, that could be a bit confusing. So I think you should either stick to Apple products or kind of Google products.
Well, next time I'm in the pub and someone gets the phone out, I'll say, is that an Android mobile phone? Sometimes there's a bit of showing off, isn't there? Chest filling out about just knowing the terms. And that's why you're here. Thank you, Matt. Nice to talk to you. That's Matt Hager, who's nothing gets past him in the world of technology that he doesn't know about.
Thank you.